理课堂听 class.com。
Moses, the prince. Moses grew up among the riches of the Egyptian pharaoh. He knew that although he lived in the king's palace, he was an Israelite and he had pity on his people. The king was still treating them very badly. One day, Moses secretly killed an Egyptian when he was beating one of the Israelite slaves. But some Israelites knew it and may speak it out. Moses' secret was no longer safe. If the king were to catch him now, he would be killed. So Moses fled to a nearby land called Midian. One day he helped seven sisters who were treated badly by a well. The girls were very grateful, and their father asked Moses to come stay with them. Moses became a shepherd for the father. He stayed with the family and eventually married one of the sisters. Moses liked going out into the fields to look after his father-in-law's sheep. One day he took them to graze on the tender grass at the bottom of Mount Sinai. There he saw a bush that was covered with flames. Moses looked closer at the bush. The flames burned hot, but the bush was not burning. A voice began to speak to him from out of the fire. "Moses," the voice said, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses hid his face, for he was very much afraid. "I know the terrible things that are happening to my people in Egypt," God said. "I have come to save them. You will lead my people back to the promised land of Canaan, Moses."
"I am not strong and wise enough to do such a thing," said Moses.
"Certainly, I will be with you," God said.
"But how will they know that?" asked Moses.
God told Moses to take the stick he was holding and throw it on the ground. When he did, the stick turned into a snake.
"Pick it up by its tail," God told Moses.
He did, and the snake turned back into a stick.
"I will give you the power to show these and other signs to the people, so they will know I have sent you," God said.
On the way to Egypt, Moses met his brother Aaron and told him about all the things God had said. They went first to the Israelite leaders to give them God's message. The people of Israel were very thankful that the Lord had sent someone to help them.
Disaster strikes Egypt. But the Pharaoh didn't believe a word of Moses and Aaron, and he made the Israelites suffer more. God sent Moses and Aaron again to warn Pharaoh that he must let the people of Israel go free. Aaron threw down the long stick which Moses had brought with him, and it turned into a snake. The king ordered his sorcerers to throw down their rods as well. All the rods turned into snakes, but Aaron's snake swallowed them. The miracle only made the king more stubborn. He refused again to let the Israelites leave. Again, God spoke to Moses.
"Tell Aaron to wave his rod over the rivers of Egypt."
He did, and the rivers turned to blood. The king's sorcerers could do nothing to change the water back. Then the Lord sent frogs jumping out of the nasty water. They covered the city. Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and promised to do as they asked, if they would get rid of the frogs. The next day all the frogs were dead. When Pharaoh saw that, he refused to let the people go. This time God commanded Aaron to wave the stick over the earth. Tiny lice began to crawl out of the ground and onto the people.
Then God sent biting flies to swarm the city. Disease killed all the cattle. Ashes fell from the sky onto the people's skin and caused terrible sores to break out all over them. Hailstones and giant storms destroyed all the crops. Before each plague, God sent Moses and Aaron to the king. But after each plague, the king still refused to free the Israelites. He would not believe God's power. The Lord sent a mighty wind from the east over the country of Egypt. It carried thousands of locusts that fed on every plant that lived. Next, he made a terrible darkness come over the land. For 3 days it was so dark no one could see anything. The king called to Moses once more.
"You may go, but leave all your herds and flocks behind," he told him. "When we go, we will take all that is ours with us," Moses told him. "No," yelled Pharaoh. "Go and do not ever see me again."
Moses knew that the Lord was going to deliver one last punishment. God said to Moses, "At midnight, I will go out into the land of Egypt, and every firstborn son in all the homes will die. Even the Pharaoh's firstborn son will not be spared. There will be a great sorrow throughout Egypt.
The Israelites will be kept safe from all of this and will not be harmed," Moses said to Pharaoh. "Then you will see how the Lord looks after his people."
Pharaoh was as stubborn as ever, so Aaron and Moses left him to go out and do what God had told them. The Passover Feast. God told Moses and Aaron to meet with the leaders of Israel. They were to do what he said so they would be protected when God came through Egypt to kill the firstborn sons. Moses told the leaders that the father of each of the Israelite families must find a lamb and kill it. The blood of the lamb must be smeared on the top and the sides of the doors of their houses. Then they should roast the lamb's flesh and prepare it for a feast.
"Eat all of the meat the night of the feast," Moses told them. "When God comes in the night to find the firstborn sons, he will see the blood on your doors. He will know you are one of his people, and he will pass over your house to the next."
He told them that every year they should observe the day of the Passover and remember the night the Lord saved them. Shortly after midnight on the night of the Passover, a great cry rose up from the Egyptian people. Just as God had promised, all the firstborn sons had died. Even the firstborn cattle in the herds were dead. The Israelites had obeyed God and stayed in their homes, eating the roast lamb. They had worn their shoes and traveling clothes to the table so they would be ready when Moses called to them. Pharaoh sent for Moses and Aaron as soon as he discovered what had happened to the firstborn sons. He knew that this time, God had proven he was more powerful than Pharaoh. Now, he was very eager to get the Israelites out of his country.
"Get away from my people," he said. "Take your women and children and animals too. Leave my country and never come back."
So Moses sent word to the Israelites, and everyone came out of their houses and into the street. After all the disasters and plagues that they had to endure, the Egyptians were happy to see the Israelites go. They gave the Israelites gifts to take with them. On that very day, Moses began to lead all the people of Israel out of town, back toward the promised land.
Journey to the Red Sea. Moses and Aaron led the people of Israel according to God's chosen path. They traveled many miles in the desert before they set up camp beside the sea. Back in Egypt, the king wanted to go back to building the great structures he had planned. But without all the Israelite slaves, there was no one to do the work. He began to regret letting the Israelite people go. So he ordered some of his army to go into the desert and bring back the Israelites. God warned Moses that Pharaoh was sending his men after the Israelites.
"Don't be afraid," God said to him. "I am with you, and I will keep my people safe."
The Israelites were sitting around their tents where they had camped by the sea. They saw a dust cloud on the horizon and soon realized that the Egyptians were on their trail.
"Why did you bring us here?" they shouted to Moses. "Now they will kill us all."
Moses broke away from the crowd so he could pray to God.
"Why are you calling to me?" God said. "Speak to the people and tell them to follow you. But first, lift up your rod and wave it over the sea. You will escape that way."
When Moses raised the rod over the water, a very strange thing began to happen. The waves parted down the middle of the sea, and soon a dry path lay at the bottom. Moses motioned for the Israelite people to follow him. The Egyptians could see what was happening. They tried to speed up to catch the Israelites. God was against the Egyptians, though. He showed them his power by causing the wheels to fall off their chariots, so they had to drag them along by hand. After all the Israelites had crossed the sea, God told Moses to raise the rod again and wave it over the sea. Moses did as God asked, and the waters of the sea began to cover the path. All the Egyptian soldiers were drowned instantly. The Israelites rejoiced because the Lord had saved them. God sends food and water. Moses and the Israelites walked for many days through the desert without water. When they did find water, it tasted so bitter they could not drink it. The people cried to Moses, asking him what to do. God told Moses to throw a tree into the pool of water. Moses obeyed, and the water turned sweet. Later, the people began to complain to Moses because they had nothing to eat.
"We were better off in Egypt," they cried.
God spoke again to Moses. "Tell the people that they will have meat and bread when they wake up in the morning. Then they will know how good their Lord is to them." The next morning, the people looked outside their tents. They saw hundreds of birds called quail, and white flaky dew lay over everything. The Israelites caught the quail to eat. When they touched the dew to their lips, they found it tasted just like bread. Moses told the people that God would send enough quail and dew, which they called manna, to feed them each day.
"On the sixth day, collect enough food for 2 days," said Moses. "On the Sabbath, the Lord will not send any food because it is a holy day of rest."
God had instructed Moses to take his long wooden rod with him when he first started on the journey to free the Israelites. So far, it had helped him perform many miracles. Moses and the people were almost to the place where he had begun so many years ago. They stopped at a place called Rephidim, which was right below Mount Horeb, where God had spoken to Moses from the burning bush.
Once again, the people were without water. They were hot and thirsty, and they were angry with Moses. Moses prayed to God.
"What shall I do?" he asked. "They have threatened to stone me if I do not find water for them to drink."
God told Moses to take the rod and tell the leaders to follow him up to Mount Horeb. When they arrived on the mountain, God showed Moses a rock and told him to hit it with the rod. He did, and a big stream of water began to pour out of it. Again, God had provided for the needs of the Israelites.